The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as I've often said to you before, you become very familiar with certain readings from the scriptures, and you become so familiar you never really think about what you're hearing. And that's why I sometimes find it interesting and good, not only for you but for myself too, to know something about the background of the gospel, how we have this particular reading in the gospel today. And very quickly, in the time of Jesus, the normal family wasn't a nuclear family like we have today, mom and dad and the children, but it was a much more extended family. So it included all the cousins and the aunts and the uncles and the grandparents and so on. And each of them would have their own little flock of sheep, each of, you know, those families. But at night, they would all share the one pen for safeguarding. And the gatekeeper was a vital person, because he would be somebody totally, totally trusted by the family to make sure that nobody came and stole the sheep or led them astray. And so that's a lovely expression of Jesus saying, I am the gatekeeper. I look after the sheep. I take good care of them. Now, going on a little bit further then, John, when he was writing this gospel, it was towards the end of the first century. And it was a time after Jesus. And just like we have today, human nature being what it is, we had many disputes about who Jesus really was. Was he just a human person, a very heroic human person, or was he the Son of God really? So Thomas Aquinas, way back, said that our whole belief depends on the fact that we accept totally the incarnation, that God was true man and true God, the two, not just one or the other. And when you overemphasize one, that's wrong. Both are equal, true God and true man. And so it was to overcome these kind of disputes that John wrote this particular thing. And it was in 2 centuries later before we had the councils who defined that God really was, that Jesus really was human and divine, really was the Son of God. Now, going back to then the picture, it's a lovely picture of the sheep. I don't know if you've ever seen sheep and how a farmer looks after his sheep. I would be pretty used to this myself. And normally it was an absolute necessity on a farm. If you had sheep, you also had a good sheep dog who was well trained. Now normally where it comes as a surprise to me, normally the farmer and the sheepdog would be behind the sheep, and the dog played a very important part in keeping them together and so on, because he could run faster than the farmer. Now, talking about that, there was a young priest, and he was trying to explain to the children in class all about the Good Shepherd. And he was, then eventually he said to them, and you all here, you're all little sheep, and you need somebody to look after you and to guide you and tell you what is right and wrong. So he says, then full of confidence, not realizing what children were like, he said, so who do you think I am? Expecting them to say, oh, you're the shepherd. So they thought very for quite a while, and then one little girl put her hand up and said, oh, who is the shepherd? Jesus is the shepherd. Well, he was taken by surprise. So he said again, and to the same little girl, so who do you think I am? Well, she said, you must be a sheepdog. So that taught him a lesson. Now, going on from there, there's a very important point in the gospel today, and we'll try and finish off with this point. Today, too, we have many false leaders, both in among the politicians and in the church, and people telling us, oh, God is dead and God is here, and trying to lead us astray. And so the warning in the gospel this morning is we got to be very, very careful who we follow. Now, a question I think is very important. It's easy to say, I believe in God, but it's more important to believe, I think, to ask myself the question, do I believe that God is for me? That God is for me? That's a much more personal question to ask yourself. And if you can say, yes, I really do believe that God is for me, and I trust him absolutely, then you're on the way to having a very good life. Now, go a little further. Does the fact that I believe that and the fact that I have a faith in God mean that I'll be saved from all the normal problems of life, from the good, the bad times, from the despair, from loneliness, from betrayal, from illness, from worry, from anxiety? No. Faith doesn't immunize against all those things. But, here is the answer to that. But faith gives me, you might say, the ability to really trust that even though I'm in dire trouble at the moment, and I'm very worried, as many of you are at the moment, this is where we're really called to trust, to really trust and listen to sound advice. Now, if we apply that to where we are at the moment, look at the news. Look at what you read on the papers, if you do read a paper. But especially, look at the news. And we have conflicting ideas all the time. Some are saying, oh, it's time to go back to being normal. No, there's no going back to being normal. And I hope we don't go back to just as we were before, only thinking of ourselves, thinking of me. Hopefully we'll change that word from me to us. That's very important. But be careful. Be careful. I have a responsibility for you. You have a responsibility for me. And if I begin to ignore all the advice we have, especially from those who are medical people, from the doctors and the medical staff in the hospitals who are calling out to us and asking us at the moment, don't go back too soon to where you were before, because they are at the front line and they see what is happening. And the same way with us and our religion. Be careful, because there are so many people telling us different things today about God, that God doesn't exist, or that God is all fake news about believing in God and so on. Don't be led astray by that. Reminds me of the story of the two television evangelists met one day, and they were discussing how they operate their ministry. And one of them said, well, I have three basic principles in my ministry, he said. I first of all search out and find them. And I find new stations where I can communicate with people. And number two, he says, then I feed them the word of God. I read the scriptures to them. And the other evangelist said, and what's the third one you have, the third principle? Oh, he said, the third principle is, having found them and fed them, I then fleece them. Well, I hope you never come to church to be fleeced. Because that's not what we're into, fleecing people. But we're into looking after people, loving people, caring for them. And isn't that all basically our purpose in life? Love. To love one another and to be there for one another. So my little thought for you this morning and my little lesson is, you know, do the best you can at the moment. I'm not living in an unreal world. I know and I understand, and the pain some of you are going through. You're worried about your children, you're worried about finances, you're worried about if you'll have a job to go back to, you're worried about your health, you're worried about things like rent, meeting your commitments. People have so many, many worries at the moment, but you're not on your own. And I know that Jesus will never let us down. Never let us down. So trust in him. Ask him. Ask him to guide you at the moment and to be there for you. And have some little time every day, some little space where you can really, from the heart, talk to the good Lord, who is our loving shepherd.